Hello everyone and welcome to Not Quite Hollywood. We are here today to talk about some topics, and I'm Jamie.
John.
And I'm August.
And we are piggybacking off our recent conversation of Do the Right Thing. We're going to do our best to talk about racism and black roles in films. But let's start off with August, because he has a pretty good starter here.
Yeah, I think it's something I kind of always had a problem with like African-American-centered films. And I guess really now it's starting... prominent figures within African-American culture are starting to get irritated as well. And that's just only having African-American movies where black people get beat up and are slaves and are really demeaning and just play on black stereotypes. Recently there was like a Roots remake or something, and Snoop Dogg did this whole thing about, he's like, I'm tired of it, and I'm sick and tired of seeing us being demeaned and seeing us in these roles. I mean, like, yeah, maybe the movies end in a lighthearted good tone, but you know, you see like an uprising or whatever, but still, like, why do we have to make it all about racism? Mm-hmm. Racism. I mean, think of the past 5-10 years. I mean, jump it down to 5, as we've become more progressive in our ideals. Like, there's been a lot more diversification within film, and yet, I mean, one of the most popular ones, 12 Years a Slave, mm-hmm. Django Unchained.
I hate how you pronounce that.
That's how it,
Django.
Django.
Django. Oh, Django? Oh,
well, shit. They say it in the movie, you bastard. Oh, you said that last week. I was like, oh, I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Django. So Django Unchained.
August.
But yeah, what are some others?
Well, I mean, so you brought up 12 Years a Slave. To me, it's like, that was a really good story. It was Solomon Northrup?
Yeah, Northrup, yeah.
But Chiwetel Ejiofor kind of had to do that kind of role to kind of get any notoriety at all. You know, that was his breakout. He had been kind of going at it for a while.
Yeah, but what was he done since then?
I mean, he did The Martian. He's done, I think he was a role in Jungle Book? No.
That's just small parts then.
Well, but he's in the limelight now. He's actually doing bigger movies because of it, you know what I mean? Like,
but I mean, what's that doing for African American cinema?
Not much.
You know, I mean, really, within American cinema, we don't hear anything about the African American cinema. Mm-hmm. The aspect of it, mm-hmm. like, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
Roots. 12 Years a Slave.
Well, there was a time when it was relevant to have movies like Do the Right Thing come out, because there was like virtually no black cinema beyond 70s blaxploitation, mm-hmm. which was again playing up on black stereotypes.
Yeah.
But then you had like Spike Lee's Malcolm X biopic, which I really enjoyed. I thought it was really, really well done. And I think it was important at the time because there wasn't enough awareness about that. But I think with our culture now, where we're at, there's plenty of awareness. Nobody, at least in my group, and I know racism is out there, no one in my group looks at a black person and makes a black joke at all. You know what I mean?
You just see another person.
And I think that's what like you mentioned Snoop Dogg and other actors and musicians and artists are saying is like, can we stop putting like black in front of everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because we do something, like if there's a movie that comes out and it's a black cast, they immediately think, it's a black comedy, or it's a black...
It's a Tyler Perry.
It's a Tyler Perry. Right. It's like, no, why can't it just be a movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said last night, if a superhero movie came out and all majority of characters were black, would it be called a black superhero movie or just a superhero movie? And that's what they would call
it. It would be marketed as that.
Yeah.
It would be like the first black superhero movie. I think
they
even
called like Meteor Man and Blank Man that.
Yeah.
Like, black superhero movie.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
We don't call Avengers white superhero movie.
Although we probably should, because
it's very white.
Whitewash. Yeah. it's similar to...
But their master is black.
Yeah. It's similar to how, Arabic people are portrayed. If an actor is of Iranian descent, Saudi Arabian, I mean, hell, even Pakistani or Indian, they'll end up playing terrorists.
Yeah.
Because that's just what people are it's a stupid bias in Hollywood. Like, you know, instead of playing like an intelligent doctor or, you know, it's just a normal role.
That's also racist.
It is racist. But I mean, even that, like, you jump right to terrorist or, you know.
Racism. They're all doctors.
But I mean, why can't it just be a normal person in a city?
Oh, exactly.
Talking about.
Well, see, that's bagels. My thing is that we need to have more movies where there's characters that happen to be black or happen to be Asian or happen to be Hispanic. Because, I mean, really, there's a bunch of other movies that I'll go see. I'm not like, oh, that's a white person. And this is a white person movie. No, I'm just like, this is just a movie.
Yeah.
And the actor is white.
Sure. And yeah, I don't know. The way the Hollywood system is now, you don't have a lot of roles written for different people. People of different race.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Because those roles don't sell.
Or the casting director, if the race is indeterminate in the script, they'll automatically assume white. It's almost like a subconscious, like, just... Or it sells better because we do it that way. It's just...
With, like, with some of my writings, I just like to make him, like, Asian or black. Mm-hmm. Just because. Just be like, whatever.
That or like celebrate the diversity, not stereotype into a role.
Right.
You know, like there's no reason, like there's a movie comes out and it's about a group of friends that they could be different races. You know, there's nothing wrong. Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I don't look at him as a black man or anything. I look at him as an amazing actor. He's just a great actor. He could be in any role. It wouldn't matter. He's a badass, dude.
Holy shit. I wanted him to read me to my sleep with that voice.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. ASMR or whatever that thing's called.
Yep, that's it.
But I think the closer, again, we talked about in our other discussion with Do the Right Thing is, it's almost like, it's like two ideologies are butting heads now. It's the ideology of, we see beyond race and beyond skin color and it doesn't matter who's cast in what.
Yeah.
Then there's that other ideology that's, like clinging to life on, you know, no, it's going to be stereotypical for all these. And it's just getting, I look at that and it's just, it's like amateur bullshit. You know what I mean? It's like, and it's easy to do that shit.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's like the Tyler Perry movies. I mean, just even from watching the trailer, it's just like, you're just stereotyping it.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird too. He makes those films. Like, so obviously something he's okay with doing. Yeah, there's like this preconceived notion when you see these films, like, it's not for me.
It's for white.
Yeah.
It's for middle-aged white women.
But then he's making these films in a reaction to the lack of diversity in films. Like, there's barely a black-led role movie, let alone one that has more than two people in it. I mean, now there's two token black people in most movies, which is like...
So then he should be doing better.
He does pretty well for himself. But I don't think... What do you mean by better, though?
Like, better movies for African-Americans. Not ones that just continually just perpetuate the stereotypes. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's what's going to sell, but...
Well,
you're going to play the part of the devil?
What?
No, he's like playing the part of the devil, you know?
I know what you mean. He's playing up on black stereotypes
so he can get these movies sold.
So he can get these movies made.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really an American thing, because if you watch a lot of foreign films that have racial diversity in their casting, it's not specified that this guy is the token black guy or this guy is...
Yeah.
Like, watch Snatch. Like, the two guys on the pawn shop and the other guy, like, you never thought they're in this role because they're black.
Yeah. No.
No, they're just characters and they're just like in that role. Everyone else, you know? I mean, it's very specific an American thing on where this comes from.
Well, one movie that I had talked several episodes ago about, Lahaina, or Lahaina, there's like three roles, and they're like, one is Middle Eastern, one is black, and one is Jewish. And like, I didn't really feel like they played up the race, even though that was like a part of it, is that, you know, they're all outcasts within like Paris society. They're all immigrants. But yet, you know, it never really played up the racial stereotypes with either of them.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they were casting on purpose to be diverse. I mean,
exactly.
Like that what you know, they have different backgrounds, mm-hmm. and they may not play those up, but that was the point. Like they're all immigrants. They're all the same boat. They're all in the same exact situation. So I think that's pretty cool. Like they didn't have to play the race up because they're all in their personalities are what differ.
Yeah.
In the depictions of such. So I appreciate that kind of stuff, but it doesn't usually happen often.
No.
Usually it's like a checklist. We need to have an Asian. We need to have a black person. We need to have a blonde, a brunette for females, white females. And then like it's like this like checklist. Like
yeah, I don't agree with that checklist.
No. It should just be like, if this actor is the best for the role,
yeah,
sign him up. Like if Idris Elba is James Bond,
that's perfect. Totally
that'd
fine.
Be great.
Perfect.
That'd be a great James Bond.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. So, I mean, I don't know how that stops.
I really want to see more African-American or black cinema. Like, some older movies. And see, like, all these movies that were done by black people.
Mm-hmm.
And just see what they have to say.
Yeah.
And kind of get, like, you know, different voices and have, like, get, like, different topics. And not have, like, every yeah. movie be about racism.
Hmm.
Or about slavery, like... That's some diversification, you know?
Yeah.
It needs to be done.
Yeah.
Well, I am like Snoop Dogg. And like, there was someone else that I can't remember who it was, but they were pissed off about as well. And they said that neuroscience was heavily developed by an African-American man. And they're like, where's his biopic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's someone who has, like, you know, contributed something, like, to society and has done something great and not yeah. just being subjected to misery and pain. Yeah, I mean, it's masochistic.
Mm.
I hate seeing that because it's just,
yeah.
it feels like it's just perpetuating racism.
It's funny. I always think about, when I think of sexism in film or TV or racism, I always think of a show. There's a show... that bucks the trend of its universe. And then, yeah, it's the Marvel Universe, but it's Agent Carter. A female-led show, right? Yeah, she's in the 40s. She has, like, the sexist against her. Oh, my God. But it's, no, it's a really well-done show. And her love interest in season 2 was a black man, and they never really played up. They didn't need to. They just
yeah.
casted really good people. And, like, you know, and now they're struggling to get the... I mean, they're finally getting a female-led yeah. movie. But the show had been doing a hell of a job at being... well cast based on their merits, not saying because he's black he's in this show or because she's a female she was a great character.
Yeah, so I didn't watch the show, but so they didn't turn into like a controversy plot point in
yeah.
the show or anything.
I mean, her being a good agent in the agency was like in the 40s sexism was there, but it was never like, you know, I mean, it was about her being excelling, you know, in what she's doing. And so it wasn't really, the sexism played into it, but the racist thing was never really part of the show, even if it was in the 40s.
The only problem I have with that is that Marvel and Well Made is in the same sentence. That just didn't happen. But so, not,
well, I think,
I don't like that, you know, not making it about that.
I'm trying to think of
well, just
examples.
Yeah, it's almost
it's
like
hard to think of
ignoring
examples,
it,
which is sad.
Ignoring the issue to begin with.
Yeah, it's not an issue.
Just don't make it an issue,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully it'll eventually go away. But I think there had to be progressive stages in order for minorities to be better representative on film. Because if you think about let's say it was 30, 40 years ago, you're a young black man and you're reading comic books, you're a fan of comic books, you're a fan of video games or something, or even
yeah.
a fan of movies. All your heroes and everything you see are white, or a majority of them are white.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you grow up, but, you know, it didn't stop. I mean, I've talked to plenty of black people who are like, oh, I loved this comic when I was a kid and all this. And being a white person, you think, yeah, but didn't you want, like, black, you know, characters? But it never, they enjoyed it just as much as
yeah.
it didn't matter.
Because mm-hmm. it's about what the character stands for and the story
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
they're in. It's
yeah.
not about... the color
yeah.
of their skin.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But the stages did have to get to a period like Spike Lee with Do the Right Thing and Malcolm X and these two bring the issue
yeah.
to kind of like, okay, let's bring it up. Now it's aware, so everyone's aware of the issue. And now I think we're at a point where it's like time for it to go away. Time for racism, the idea of racism
yeah.
to go away and just,
mm-hmm.
and not in an ignorant way, but in a you know, like, it shouldn't be a factor anymore, yeah. Period.
I mean, we got another one coming out, Birth of the Nation.
Yeah.
Mm. And what's, like, a lot of these directors that do, like, these thing movies about slavery are typically African-Americans, and it's just, like, does that annoy you? Or, like, doesn't it just kind of, like, irritating you having to cover this subject?
Mm. Well, I don't know. It depends. Like I go back to your 12 Years a Slave point. I mean, when they made the film, you know... Oh, fuck, what's his name? Can't remember his name.
Sorry. Steve McQueen.
Yeah, of course. When they made the film, I think they were passionate about getting his story told on a big screen. Like, Steve McQueen had already done a couple films at that point.
Oh, yeah. Shame
and Hunger. Hunger.
Yeah. I mean, Shame's great. I haven't seen
her. Both of Michael Fassbender. So it's like,
yeah,
he had been building up to this. Like, you know, to me, it makes sense. Like, there's a reason why the story has to be told. Like, to kind of remind us what the fuck these people went through. And his story in particular, like, it's a dramatic story that, you know, warranted fit in a good framework of a film.
Like, I would even say elementary school told me, middle school told me, high school told me, college told me what happened. I'm listing off all these points just so we have that click in there. They listed all of this, you know, like the hardships and like all these bad things that, you know, happened. And it's, you know, tragedy. I'm tired of seeing tragedy being associated with African Americans.
Sure.
Well, I'm tired of that. Yeah, I'm tired of seeing it if it's in the light to make them feel weak or to pity or that context. I want to see them rise up. I want to see more African Americans. I mean, the Oscars was ridiculous.
Oh.
I'm not even going to get into it, but the whole trying to make up for not, you know, nominating any black actors or actresses by overplaying the whole. No, we're cool with black people. Look at us. Dance with Public Enemy
the
songs.
The closing credits, Fight the power.
Idiot. What? That was so insulting. To me, that was more insulting to black people than just not even nominating them. Just this overly, like, white privileged attempt to, you know. And like I said, I mean, hardcore racist people that you can't change, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even want to give
them a voice.
They'll eventually die off.
Oh, they'll have offspring, sadly. Yeah.
But I think we're at a point where, no, it's time to stop with the whole, if we're going to cast somebody, trying to racial profile and cast it and shit. Mm-hmm. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, speaking of casting races in movies, John.
Yes.
Tell us your opinion about the casting choices.
Yes. My topic is changing established characters, whether it's from a comic book or a movie or past video game or something.
Anime.
And changing the race of the character in an attempt to placate diversity or affirmative action, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Because to me, I mean, I get so pissed off at this because I want to see better black characters, Latino characters, Asian characters, all of those characters. I want to see better ones. But taking an established like character that's a white person and just changing the race to do it, it almost seems flippant to do it that way. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to solve the problem right now and just turn Johnny Storm into a black kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Why? That doesn't change anything. That doesn't make me, you know, I don't, I mean, I know it's going to make me sound ignorant to say that, but I just think it's wrong to do that, you know? Just create new characters.
Make another one,
You know?
You know, and we talked about this, right? There are two sides to this, and I can see either side. Like, I think the purpose of that was reactionary to, or preventative to say, look, we're diverse, but
we're progressive. Look at us.
Yeah, look how progressive we are, and it's not progressive.
No.
In fact, it makes it even more, like, brought obvious. Up front and it's, obvious.
Was it degressive?
Yeah.
Regressive.
Well, and it's the funny thing, too. Like, to me, like, I never had a fate. It didn't faze me at all. I'm like, oh, cool, Michael B. Jordan. I'm like, I'm not sure how they're going to explain the relationship brother and sister with Sue, which they just said it was like a stepbrother. But, I mean, I wasn't really upset about it. I was upset why they did it or why they felt they needed to do it.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, cool. And Michael B. Jordan's a great actor. Good. And then it was a shitty movie anyway, so it didn't make a difference.
It didn't save it.
But you look at, like, Nick Fury's character. Like, he was always white.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then now he's Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's black. He's Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
Because when the writers took over, or when the writers created the Ultimate Avengers universe in the comics, they didn't change Nick Fury from black, or from white to black, for those reasons. They did it. They wanted him to be Samuel L. Jackson. That's how they drew him, because they wanted Samuel L. Jackson to eventually, hopefully, be in a film, if a film was ever made out of the Avengers.
Hey, it worked.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But that was definitely not a case of, we're doing this to be more racially diverse.
Exactly.
I really don't feel that was the case.
Well, it just feels disingenuous when they just do that.
That's how I feel. It's just, look at where it works. Like you said, create something new.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the comics, in the Ultimate Spider-Man universe, it was Peter Parker for a while.
Mm.
And then Peter Parker's role as Spider-Man's taken over by Miles Morales, who was minority.
Half black, half Hispanic.
Half black, half Hispanic. And it was just as successful, you know, as Peter Parker as Spider-Man. No one saw a difference. And that was really good. Because I didn't. No one looked at it like, "Oh, that's the Hispanic Spider-Man," or anything. You know, it was just another character. That's so it Miles can Morales. Be done. Yeah. It can be done, and it can be done in film.
Yeah,
you know, you want to. I mean, look at Jessica Jones. Luke Cage character is amazing. You know what I mean? That came out of like the blaxploitation era.
Yep.
Of comics, but it's a great African American character.
Okay,
for a film, you know, and
there's no mention of his race at all.
Yeah, and there's no mention of it. It's not an issue.
He's always been just. Power Man, right? Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Heroes for Hire, he's just been a badass this whole time. Yeah, he had like a badass, like, 70s, like, yellow top and, like, a white headband and stuff. But now here's my question, right? So it's hard because with these established characters, to tweak them in a way that makes it seem like we're trying to retroactively cast these characters, like... It's easier, to introduce a new character and have them be a different race, and because nowadays we're more accepted of that. But a lot of these characters were created in the 40s and 50s, 60s.
Well, it's a product of the time,
right?
It sucks. That was just the product of the time, you know.
Yeah.
But I do feel it's disingenuous when it's only done to force diversity.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you're not fooling anyone.
No, not at all.
Yeah. No.
Like, you can tell it's not. Genuine at all. I feel like there's also a reverse of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the perfect example for that is the new Ghost in the Shell movie coming out.
Yes.
The live action. And they have Scarlett Johansson playing Major Motoko. Even right there. The name. Major Motoko.
What are they going to come up with some subplot on her name now?
Probably. Or she can have like a different
name. She was adopted
name.
By an Asian family. Or
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we don't have... like a drought of Asian actresses. The one I can think of is Pacific Rim. The one who plays Mako, Rinko Kikuchi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in that movie, with her haircut, it looks perfect like Major Mokoto.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, she's been in Pacific Rim. She was in
Babel.
Yeah, Babel as well.
Yep.
I'm like, so she's been in a few other English-speaking movies. And it's like, just put her.
Yeah.
And you know what? You'll probably save a little bit of money on your movie.
Yeah.
On your budget.
So what are they thinking? They're just cashing in on Scarlett Johansson's name?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. Which that gets irritating. It's just like, fuck names. How did Scarlett Johansson... get to where she is now?
Sure.
From the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All these actors and actresses, Robert Downey Jr., they all started from the bottom. So, like, stop giving these roles to just people who are at the top.
Yeah.
Like, allow, you know, these people, they're kind of the bottom, and you just, like, you can see the potential in them and be like, here's your role.
Yeah.
I want to see you do something great with it.
I mean, how telling is that, too, that even these established, you know, Asian actresses can't even make it to that top level because they're never cast in anything.
No.
Yeah.
Lucy Liu?
Lucy Liu is one of the most prolific, but I mean...
That's it. You know, I mean, really, the movies that she's been in are kind of abysmal. Except for Kill Bill. Like, she was awesome in Kill Bill.
I can only think of, like... Well, I think... there's several, but, like, Michelle Yeoh was pretty good. I mean, she had a few small roles, but... Mostly it was films that she had done that were brought over.
Okay.
Right.
He was in, like, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And
oh, okay, things, yeah. Well, see, that was a thing I said about Kill Bill. Well, I mean, Lucy Liu plays a Japanese woman, so it's not as if she's playing something outside of, you know, like, the culture or whatever.
So I hate to keep bringing back up superhero stuff, but one of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the show's okay, right? But their two lead actresses are both Chinese American. Ming-Na Wen, and Chloe Bennett, she's half Asian. And they never mention their race. They're just badass, well-written female characters. Like, that's something that more shows need to do. And yeah, Ming-Na had a history before. Like, she was Chun-Li in the Street Fighter movies. However you want to take that. Yeah. In the original, yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you get, especially with Ghost in the Shell, right? Yeah. The surrounding cast can be people you know. You know what I mean? Like, or some way.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so afraid about losing that top dollar. They get squeezed in the movie for most money they can. And so they put somebody like Scarlett Johansson, which doesn't make any fucking sense.
Then you alienate the original fans.
Yeah.
Who would have went and seen it anyway?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. No matter what, I'm probably not going to go see that movie. Just because... No. It's not going to... Ghost in the Shell is just a beautiful movie. Just with the hand-drawn animation. Like, it just looks absolutely wonderful, and that's just not going to be recreated at all. And it's going to be an action movie and not what Ghost in the Shell actually is. But, yeah, I mean, what's weird, though, is that that is something that is kind of considered whitewashing.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't a huge hubbub about it.
Mm. How so? Isn't?
No. I haven't heard a lot of people...
Ghost in the Shell? I've heard a lot of people, like, they were even talking about, like, giving her olive-shaped eyes or, like, making it more Asian, like, CGI, post effects.
What the
Right.
Fuck.
Just cast a fucking Asian actress that why are you being such an asshole? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So, I don't know. I think that might have been, like, squashed pretty early on. Maybe they probably leaked that information and see what the reaction would be. And then, like, okay, never mind.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, still, it's not, like... it's not like they're going to take Falcon from Marvel.
Yeah.
Whitewash him. I feel like a lot of people get pissed off.
Yeah.
Well, and there would be a big enough voice that everyone would be like, oh, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this. But with Ghost in the Shell, I guess none of people care about Ghost in the Shell, I guess.
I do.
I mean, I do too.
We do.
It's the weebs, you know. Us weebs, we care about it, but...
Sounds familiar.
Weebos.
Yeah, Weebos, Jamie.
Fuck.
You don't know Weebos?
I've heard of it. I'm not sure what that means. It's like a racist... It's like Gaijin.
No, it's just like... It's American...
Anime fans?
Anime fans. Well, not anime fans. They're the ones that are just like completely obsessed with Japanese culture. Mm-hmm. And say, you know, desu, kawaii, shit like that.
Dosekis?
Yes.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
I mean, okay. I guess that's the thing. It's just like, maybe none of people give a damn about it, and that's why. But I give a damn about it, and it sucks.
Mm. Well, it's funny. I think... Because sometimes I think studios, when they're called out on shit, whether they respond or not, either way, they're going to look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, when Star Wars was getting heat for not having Asians.
Yeah.
Okay? And then they put Donnie Yen in, which I love Donnie Yen. He's in...
I mean, he's in Rogue One.
He's gonna be in Rogue One.
I was gonna say I don't remember.
But it kind of like it makes them. It kind of puts them in a position like we're pressured and we put Donnie in, and now people can say you're only putting him in because he's Asian and you were.
Wait, no, he's. What are they talking about? One of the Marauders that infiltrated the Millennium Falcon was the fucking guys from
Raid.
Raid Redemption. I'm like,
Kanji Club.
Yeah, the Kanji Club. Yeah, but
it's racist.
There's something about the Star Wars. Go ahead, if you.
No, go ahead, you.
So another thing that really made me laugh because how stupid it sounded. This guy, when he first saw the Star Wars trailer for Force Awakens, he thought Finn was a Jedi and killed himself.
Yeah,
he was so racist. He's such a big Star Wars fan. He's like, I can't have a black Jedi, and he killed himself. Turns out, asshole, he wasn't a fucking Jedi.
It amazed me when I read that article.
Not missing anything, right?
It amazed me because this guy was a huge nerd and he went to like conventions and cosplayed and everything and then killed himself because he thought Finn was like the main Jedi character in Force Awakens. That's what he got from the trailer. But I never thought somebody who was like a super nerd and goes to conventions and cosplays as a racist.
Yeah,
I never really put those two together.
I would even like just subtract the racism aspect of it, and someone getting so pissed off about a depiction of a character to where they fucking kill themselves. Like, seriously?
That's pretty devoted.
Yeah.
Because even the most hated trolls on the internet don't kill themselves over something they hate.
Sadly.
I know.
Devoted? That's mental illness.
Obsessed, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like an ironic end to that, to his story. But I mean, like, they never mentioned, oh, Finn, you're black. How are you a black stormtrooper? And people would say that, and like online, like, oh, black stormtrooper? He could be a Jedi? Oh, God. Like, why? What does it matter?
Mace Windu was a Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And John Boyega was badass.
Yeah.
I liked him. Attack the Block. He was good in that, too.
Yeah. I didn't like Attack the Block, but he was good.
I mean,
he was good, yeah.
I didn't like Star Wars Force Awakens, but...
And now he's going to be in Pacific Rim 2.
No, I thought that would get canceled.
I thought so too.
Damn it.
And now it's coming back. I'm so mad.
Not because Boyega's in it.
No,
because
it's...
Because I don't like Pacific Rim.
No.
I like Pacific Rim, but Del Toro's not as associated with it.
Right, so it's not going to be good anymore. No. Even if it was good. Yeah, so I mean, like, there's obviously... He's a talented actor, so he deserves more roles, and he's getting them. They're not saying... And to your point earlier, he's not cast in these, like... You know, slave biopics. He's just a normal guy getting cast in normal films.
Yeah.
Like anyone else. What are your thoughts on... I have a question. What are your thoughts about Zoe Saldana? How two of the three franchises she's a part of, she plays an alien of a different color. In Avatar, she's a blue kitten-like thing. And in Guardians of the Galaxy, she's green.
Don't give a shit.
Exactly. I think it's just kind of funny, like, if you would just had those two examples, you'd be like, why are they just making her a different color? You know what I mean? Because, I don't know, what do you guys have to say about this topic in general? Not just this...
I don't give a shit. Like,
right. You shouldn't care.
No.
I was just supposed to segue, it's a little weird, but go ahead if you guys have something else to say about the race. In general.
I guess I don't have anything more to say about the race. Jamie, what's your topic?
So the reason I asked about Zoe Saldana, I wanted to kind of break the, you know, have a little levity and break the racial discussion. And what would you think if tomorrow aliens are like, yep, we're here, we've been watching for decades, and we're not a fan of your depiction of us? How would we react? I mean, obviously...
Like, which movie are you watching?
That's what... We have a lot of options. I mean, we have, like, E.T., we have freaking Avatar, we have, you know, a lot of different... The Greys, of course, and lizard people, but, I mean...
What are the aliens offended at? That they're hostile in the majority of
films? No, their visual appearance. So, obviously, we would unite. I think that's the coolest thing about the alien interaction. Humans would be so scared, they would actually stop fighting amongst themselves and be prejudiced against aliens. But then we'd have to worry about racial tensions with alien races.
I think I'll have to go with what I said earlier. I don't give a shit.
It's not helping the conversation.
I don't know. I mean, that's what everyone has, that the only way to unite all the races on the planet is if another outside race came in to unite us. But I don't think we would unite us.
No. Depends if we were fighting against them or if they were just another race.
I think we'd be like, the white people are the best to fight the aliens. The black people are the best to fight the aliens.
Yeah.
Or maybe the aliens are like, you know what, we like this country and this race a lot more than the rest of you, so we're going to go over there. And we're going to support them and then fuck the rest of y'all up.
See, to me, if it was a hostile attempt to take over, we'd all gang together. There'd be no time to be bickering between each other, at least till we're done fighting them, if we survive. And then if it was another, you know, positive and peaceful race, all the racists that we have now in each sect, in each race, would be like, essentially like focusing their energies of being racist against them more. You know, like, oh, these Tangalorians, whatever.
I like the idea.
You're talking about alien racism.
Wait, I like the idea of alien. Okay. Hillbilly racist having to set aside his differences and fight with a minority to fight off an alien race from space, and the whole time he's thinking, I can't wait till we beat these aliens so I can go back to hating.
Pretty much.
That's all he would do.
Yeah, and they would channel their hate to the alien race until it was clear, and then go back to hating the person they fought with. I mean, like, a lot of movies come from that, you know,
did this topic come from?
Exactly. I had to think of something that was tied to race, and that so was something...
So we came up with aliens.
Well, yeah, because it... You know, seriously, if there was an alien race of any kind, any distinction, announcing themselves to the world tomorrow...
Yeah.
It would be a dynamic shift in how people view racism. It'd be almost like wedging that race into the racist conversation. So then we'd start having to depict them in films... properly, we'd start having to accept their rights, you know, if they got that point.
They'd probably just be like, oh yeah, that depiction of the alien, yeah, I saw that in Sector ZXM the 8.
Would you ever see the movie Alien Nation? That's a good example.
I have not.
Where the aliens came down and then they integrated with humans, and it's like a buddy cop movie.
Really?
With a human and an alien, and there's like racial tension with the alien.
That's cool. It's like District 9.
Yeah.
Same way.
Same idea.
Fucking prawns.
What if aliens came down and they got out of their spaceship and they're all like these ebony gods? Then all us white people are like, we're so fucked. Don't look at our history. Please don't look at our history.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So screwed.
The French were never slave owners. We're good, John. Yeah, it'd be embarrassing. Especially if they're more intellectual, which they would be if they were actually a type 1 society or type 2 or 3. I don't know. I don't think... It would look bad for us in either way. I think
our history looks bad all around for any alien race that would come here. And, you know, they would just have to tap into our internet and be like, fuck this shit. And they'd be...
Maybe that's why they don't talk to us, because they're like, they know we're still, like, so violent and racist as a general society that you would never be able to actually...
They're up there just like, if they get Bernie Sanders in, we're going to give them a... Oh, fuck.
There's Trump.
Never mind.
Let's leave them be. They'll be dead in a year.
Yeah. We'll come back and salvage the resources. August is just like dead silent.
I know, it's a bizarre topic. I just had
I don't have anything to say.
Come on. What would...
Do you have a favorite depiction of alien race in a film? I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to think about it too.
Like, is there some alien either visually, like, wow, that's badass depiction of, like, some kind of alien, or how they interacted with us?
Maybe 2001 Space Odyssey?
Okay.
Maybe, but really, even then, no.
He doesn't like sci-fi as much.
No, I'm not a huge fan of sci-fi.
Okay, yeah, it's harder to...
But, I mean, everyone has their own different depiction of aliens, mm-hmm. and it's just, like, it's so diverse that it's, like... What can I say? Which one's better than other? I'm sorry. I include all alien races. I'm not saying that any alien race is better than any other alien race. I'm not alien racist.
You turned the tables on us, Jamie.
Exactly.
Oh my god, now I'm racist?
We've been exposed for being alien racist.
I'm racist because I'm trying to ask which
is a better race? Yes.
So if I said I think predators are cool, then I'm racist against every
other. You're just crazy. You want them to be real and oh man, I get it.
Say I want to be hunted by one.
This is true. I don't know, I'm trying to think of an answer to that. The reason I'm asking is you're supposed to give me an answer so I can lead on with that, but thanks. But let's say the Predator...
Lead me on.
No, I was trying to like use that as an example.
I'll answer for him. Predators.
Okay, so Predators. So if the Predators doesn't work as well...
I gave my answer.
I guess.
It's like 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Okay.
Where it's just like a floating monolith that's just like, fuck it. Here you go. Here's some advancement. Oh, okay. See you up in space. There's a little bit more advancement.
Yeah.
Now you're a fetus floating in space. Advance from that, fucker.
We can't. I don't know. I guess I don't know where I was going to go with that topic. Because I was going to say the most realistic, like, interpretation of aliens to me is one that's even... You're not even sure if he's alien or not. It's the movie K-Pax. I like that movie a lot. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I haven't seen it.
But,
I haven't either.
A guy, Kevin Spacey, plays... I think he's... Jeff Daniels. No, he's in an mental institution though, because he says he's from another planet.
Oh, okay. I thought he like acted really strange and he's like, oh, I'm really considered autistic.
But I mean, like, just because I would imagine they're peaceful, or they're observing us just because we are definitely not where we should be to be interactive with anybody of that kind of caliber. I just think, yeah, even now, if it happened now, it'd be very similar to District 9. I think in that world, in my mind, what I got from it, the world building I put around it, is that most people are prejudiced against prawns now. Mm. Which, is that the derogatory term, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Because that's like a giant shrimp.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think what the hell they call them besides that, because all I've ever heard was prawns.
They just call them that.
Yeah, that's nice. But anyway, I imagine everybody else is less, they don't give, it's something new. It's like the new, oh, you got my attention now. So I'm going to put all my hate towards you. And like, well, you're more like me because you're human. You may be black, but you're still more like me. This thing's a freak. You know, that's what I got from that world. And that's why I would, that would really shift to me the racism in this world.
Which is really sad.
You want to solve racism with an alien species?
No, I'm not saying it would solve anything. It would just make it.
Because it's not solving racism, it's just creating new racism.
Yep. It's only passing the bill.
We will.
Passing the buck.
Only ever know until it happens.
Well, that's the thing.
Speculate. Ugh.
I think it. I'm fascinated by that kind of stuff. Like, if aliens came tomorrow, what would happen? There's so many different facets of that conversation.
An entire collective, oh shit.
Pretty much.
And then trying to communicate with them.
And Mars attacks. Well, Obama supposedly, if you heard the rumor, is supposed to be the disclosure president. All over the internet, they're saying that he's gonna, before he leaves office, he's gonna give us evidence that aliens have been here. And he's a black president.
Did he say that? I love your face.
He's the internet.
The internet says that.
Yeah, internet says it.
But what if he did? That'd be so great.
Great.
Like his last like minute on the podium. Aliens are real, then runs away.
Tell us something that we all already know.
So,
well, yeah, but proof.
So they've released files recently, right? I mean, like about 50, 60 years, they can have the declassify.
But I wouldn't trust it anyway from the government, regardless of what they say.
We're just flat. We were just flagged now. We're going to be monitored by the NSA every time we upload an episode.
I'm not a part of this FBI.
Yeah, he doesn't even care about aliens. Fuck him. We're the alien people.
Yeah.
But one of my goals in life is to get the Men in Black to visit me.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Great. I live with him. Shit's going down. Wake up freaking raped.
Is that what the
Men in Black by an anal probe. Sure. They stole the technology. Now they're just using it to torment the people they are monitoring. This went off so far.
We were so far off.
So far.
But that was our conversation about race.
Yeah.
This is what happens when three white people talk about
race.
And they're talking about aliens.
Turns into aliens. Yes.
All right.
All right.
So yeah.
All right.
Now it's time for August to release or reveal his communal movie for next week.
Communal movie. All right, just clue you in on audience. I've been pitching this movie to these two for a really long time. No.
Is it a perfect
film? It's supposed
film?
To be... No. It's not the trump card communal movie, is it?
I don't know. I just feel like it's the perfect time for the two of you to watch Hard to Be a God.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
Just so you guys can hate me and realize how big of a hipster I am with my movie.
Now, how long is this? It's like an 8 hour?
It's 3 hours long.
This is a 3 hour Russian film, right?
3 hour Russian film. You may need to bring some ibuprofen, some Tylenol.
Oh, God.
Because it can get a little dizzying. And last time I watched it, I got a headache. But I love it. I love it. It's a movie about a group of scientists that end up on a planet that is similar to ours, except for they're still in medieval times. And so then they just kind of decide to take free reign and become gods on this planet.
I forgot about the sci-fi part of this. I'm kind of excited.
That's what's really awesome is just like it's very low sci-fi.
Good.
When we watch a trailer, it's in black and white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And It reminded me of Dark Souls. I don't know why.
Oh, no, it can...
The outfits and
everything. Definitely seem like that. I mean, it's very wonderful production design. So, yeah, that will be the next movie for us to talk about.
You had me.
Next week. I know. I keep telling them I'm going to make them watch Pitch Perfect 2. No. Just so we can all have a great time and watching a really terrible movie. But I think I'm just going to save that for another time.
Yeah.
Maybe if we get more subscribers, more viewers, you know?
And people want to hear us cry.
And they want to hear us
it's gonna
talk
be,
about
it's
it.
It's going to become the film that just looming over our heads.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like an axe ready to come down.
Every time August's turn comes around, we're like nervously anticipating.
I need to find some more intricate ways to like slip in these Pitch Perfect 2 references.
Yeah, you got to find better ways to slip it in.
I already found the best way.
Oh.
Be prepared for us to talk about Hard to Be a God. It'll be a wonderful, joyous time.
You know, if you have any questions, you want to talk about the, you know, things we've discussed or mention a movie you want us to check out or topic to talk about.
Where do I go for that?
You email us at notquitepod@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or if you want a more immediate conversation.
Only use Facebook.
There you go. Well, I have the best thing for you. We are on Facebook, Not Quite Hollywood. And you can have a more immediate conversation with us, react to our episodes. And
now, what about MySpace?
We are on MySpace.
We are?
Every social media gets a Not Quite Pod.
Friendster.
No.
GeoCities.
Angel Fire website.
Angel Fire, yep. Lycos. We're in the browser. Lycos. We have a plug-in.
Can I find you on WebCrawler?
I'll get back to you on that one.
What about YouTube? Is it just a black screen with our voices over?
Yeah. Actually, it's actually a picture of a clown.
A picture of a
the
clown.
The entire hour. Okay. It's really disturbing because it's a slow zoom over a whole hour. So by the time you're done, it's just a red nose encapsulating the entire screen. So it's fun.
It's very hypnotic.
Clowns aren't scary, so you should have something more.
But it's a really happy clown. And after you look at it for an hour, you really get freaked out.
So you're getting your viewers not to watch it.
Sure.
Awesome.
You just close your eyes.
Clowns can be scary.
Sure.
One of the worst nightmares I ever had was a clown nightmare. We'll save that for when we watch It.
Oh, sounds good.
Which, never mind.
Oh, that's John's
teaser.
Next movie.
No, teaser. Not my next, but it's down the pipe.
Okay. Down the pipe? Down your pipe?
It's going down someone's pipe.
Oh.
We all float down in this pipe.
Pipe cleaner.
They all float down.
Okay, let's end it. Let's end it. We're done.
Gone. Bye.